Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Green County supervisor, who's the ex officio on the Jefferson Area Chamber Board, is Pete Bardol joining us. So thank you very much, Pete, for being on.
Thank you, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, Pete, got a lot of stuff to go over here. Most notably, we've got our Jefferson Area Chamber and Jefferson Matters Main Street combined golf outing event that's coming up later this month.
Yeah, that's kind of our first combined event that we're having. So that's going to be June 26th. We need to register by June 19th. We have $250 a team. June 26th, we start registration at 9 a.m., tee off starting at 9:30. So.
And reminder that it is taking place over at the Jefferson Community Golf Course. I hear that your registration fee gets you carts as well as a sack lunch
provided. With the whole COVID thing, we can't do the banquet and stuff like we'd like to have and big, so. But good an outing, and I think people want to get out and do a little golfing and get together and see other people like minds.
Speaking of changes with COVID-19, Green County Fair is certainly starting to get impacted previously to this discussion, but going forward, there will be a lot of changes had. One of those changes is kind of a new venture, kind of being partnered with the Chamber more or less on providing this idea of a virtual Clover Cafe.
They're not going to open the Clover Cafe this year because of COVID. There's going to be events happening at the fair, so there will be young people and families in town working with the Chamber, and we want to partner with restaurants in town to come up with and have a fair special. Because normally at the Clover Cafe, you'd get a punch card and you could work, and the volunteers work with restaurants to have specials for fair participants. So if you're a restaurant in town, you haven't been contacted, make sure to get a hold of Beth at the Chamber office, and she'll get you with the people you need to. But I think it'd be really good for the area restaurants. They still need our support. It's still being tough on them. They're doing a lot of takeout, and their seating's going to be moving up. You still just have to meet your distance requirements. Stay 6 feet apart, but just community working together and getting it all to.
It's a great idea because of the fact that the fair itself has just been greatly impacted due to this whole virus crisis situation that we're currently enduring. But to be able to get people to get some food from the different area businesses that are partnering up with this thing gives them a little bit better exposure that otherwise they maybe not would be able to get at the fair. But you're still able to show off a little bit of local variety for people.
Yes, definitely. And I know I'm sure the restaurants see some uptick during the fair.
Sure.
But where you have Clover Cafe, you know, a lot during the day people eat there. Maybe in the evening they'll go out to a restaurant. But this will give the fairgoers a place to go eat and like you say, bring people uptown wherever the restaurant is, and it'll be good for everybody.
Well, and it seems like you were just touching on it a moment ago, Pete, about loosening even more restrictions from the governor's proclamation. Starting today, as a matter of fact, restaurants, pools, public gatherings and everything, different establishments. It seems, I believe, everything just kind of goes back to normal capacity numbers, and no longer do you have to adhere to the 50% capacity rule, but you still have to keep the 6 feet distance in mind, of course. But that throws a lot of our area businesses into that whole mix, Pete. How does one, such as myself, kind of keep track of all that?
It's tough. You definitely, and we at the Chamber are trying to help keep track of all that. We have a Google Doc that you can get to from the website and the Facebook page, and that will let you give you the information on capacities of restaurants and what they're and other businesses and yeah. And how the open they are and what they would like you to do. I know there's some places that really want you to wear a mask and are pretty much requiring it, and others just a suggestion. So
absolutely, and that's a great place to be able to go and get all that information because everything just constantly changes. One thing that has been going on for a couple of weeks now, and it will continue to the end of July at this moment, is the Choose Jefferson that continues on Wednesdays.
Yeah, the Bell Tower Foundation's asking you to support a local restaurant. Last year, I think we went through different restaurants and you picked up a sack lunch. Now they're just saying, you know, get takeout from your favorite restaurant, come up to the courthouse, sit in your car, sit out on the lawn in your chair, and at 12:15 there'll be a concert from the Bell Tower every Wednesday. 12:15 to 12:30.
Now, another thing is our Jefferson VFW post, they've had a couple of fundraising meals here in the last couple of weeks, and they're upcoming on another one that's, I believe, slated for next week.
Yes, they are. Yeah, and they're having country fried steak. Ooh. You can take out or deliver June 18th.
All right.
So from 5 to 7:30.
And I believe that is a free will offering meal, so there's no set price, but they'll welcome anything that you're willing to give to them. And then another thing is Boost, the Bringing Opportunities and Optimism to Students and Teachers of Greene County, has made a slight change. They're no longer going to have an in-person event, but a virtual event.
Yep, they're having a virtual event, so you're doing online bidding for their stuff. Check that out. I know everybody's disappointed because that's always been a real fun evening, getting lots of people together, but we can still do the support for Boost that way. And so check that out and put your bids in.
And what day does that take place?
Oh, that's June 27th.
Okay.
So
put that on the calendar if it's not already there.
Get that there.
And then let's talk about the last kind of chamber related type of events that's coming up later this summer. Hot August Night. Are you still planning on having that, first of all?
We're going to have something. Everybody wants to have something normal. Well, nothing's going to be normal.
Right.
So we're still going to have something. There's car people still wanting to get together. So we're going to have something on August 13th. Cars coming to town. Keep in touch and watch Facebook page and listen to these spots, and we'll let you know what's going on there.
And then, of course, Bell Tower Festival.
Yep, we're having a Bell Tower, quote, festival a day. August 29th, there'll be something for a celebration, hopefully. The further along we get, it's going to be wanting to celebrate more, I think.
All right, well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Jefferson Area Chamber Board member is Pete Bardole joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.